Preface. These sermons characterize my passion and zeal for wisdom and knowledge to understand and obey God's words, and the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ, also, interpret the scriptures, written in parables and symbols to differentiate the spirit of truth from the spirit of error in the Holy Scriptures. Some of these 60 sermons in this book are derivatives of sermons published in the daily newspaper, and some are current, including, The Spirit of God Initiated Jesus Christ's Ministry After the Perfect Fast, 40 Days and 40 Nights, Gideon's Victory Over Systemic Racism and Poverty, Deborah, the Judge and Prophetess, Anointed Above the Fellows, Little People Stinging the Feet of Giants, The Woman of Thebes Defeated Abimelech, A Male Chauvinist, and His False Religion, With a Stone, God's Vehement Indignation Against the Sin of Hate, Jesus Christ Condemned the Sin of Homosexuality in Sodom, Gomorrah, and in All Eras, Initial Ministry of Infidels, Building the Tower of Babel, Deceived by the Evil Spirit of Witchcraft, False Image of Success and Living Too Large, and Miraculous Power of God Through Intercessory Prayer. Obviously, the Lord allowed me to make known and interpret part of the mystery in the Holy Scriptures. Apostle Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 13:9, For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. The Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ led me to fast and pray for over 48 consecutive years to consecrate me to serve Him and His people. St. Matthew 4:1-2, Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. God stipulated to Isaiah, Isaiah 58:6, Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? The anointing makes us free from satanic forces of evil. I will celebrate 64 consecutive years serving Him and His people July 13, 2025. The Spirit of Jesus Christ came upon me and anointed me to preach the gospel because the devil deceives those who are naive and disobedient to God's words. St. Matthew 22:29, Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. I was obedient to the commandment of the Lord to write these messages to inspire believers to continue in the faith, also instructing unbelievers to understand their need for repentance and obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the supreme commandment of God. Samuel, who was the judge and prophet in his era, said to King Saul, 1 Samuel 15:22, Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. These sermons warn humanity of the consequences of the sin of unbelief. Apostle Paul declared and emphasized to the Roman Christians, Romans 13:1-2, Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God, the powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Apostle Paul illustrated to the Roman Christians that God's powers are higher than the powers of the rule of laws of humanity. God opened His divine temple in heaven to John in the New Testament. He saw the gospel of Jesus Christ. Revelation 11:19, And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in His temple the ark of His testament. God gave Moses the Old Testament, which were the Ten Commandments. Exodus 25:16, And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. Jesus Christ gave me a vision from heaven illustrating that I was in His divine school. My divine credentials came from the spiritual university of God. Paul declared, Galatians 1:12, For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 12:2, For, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth such an one caught up to the third heaven. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. God lifted him up on high, gave him a place in His presence, and placed him in the spiritual university of God. God is a spirit. Only those who have his spirit will dwell in that exclusive place for him to teach them the word of God. Humans cannot dwell there in a physical body. There, God connected him with him by the Holy Spirit. There, God taught him from the spiritual university of God. Apostle Paul explicitly declared that he was in the dynamic presence of God. His connection was with God's Holy Spirit. God's truth comes from his Holy Spirit that he shares with his anointed. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. One course in which I was studying was divine calculus, preparing me to be a prophetic messenger, and interpret the mystery of the Holy Scriptures with divine intelligence beyond the human mind. The Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ was my teacher. Elihu was dynamic when he said to Job in the Old Testament, Job 36:22, Behold, God exalteth by his power, who taketh hate like him. Jesus articulated in the New Testament, St. Luke 12:12, For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. God said, Psalm 32:8-9, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. When God is our instructor, there is no middleman. He directs us and talks to us by his Holy Spirit. No man can teach like him and lead like him. The highest level of perfect wisdom and knowledge comes from him. He talks directly to his spiritual leaders. We should always listen to his Holy Spirit articulating the Word of God, and not be on the level of human instructors. His wisdom and knowledge are beyond the human mind. Humans are on the level of a beast, God declared to the psalmist, Psalm 49:20, Man that is in honor, and understandeth not, is like the beasts that perish. John revealed, Revelation 4:1-2, After this I looked, and, behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will shew thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and, behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. John proclaimed that he was in the spiritual university of God. When God opens a door in heaven, that is where miracles happen. It leads to the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Only his anointed can enter in his miraculous spiritual realm in the spiritual university of God where miracles are. Paul reveals the truth of God's dynamic spirit that he gives to the family of God who is the spiritual body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who is in the body of the church. 1 Corinthians 12:27, Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Verses 8-11, For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Romans 8:9, Now if any man or woman have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. All of God's children have the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, both male and female. John declared the beauty of the true church, which is the bride. False entities, which are false churches, are full of deception and lies by the devil, Satan, and the dragon. The Spirit of God showed John the final description of the church redeemed by Jesus Christ. Revelation 21:9-10, And there came unto me one of the 7 angels which had the 7 vials full of the 7 last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and shewed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. The Lamb was a metaphor of Jesus Christ, which is the purest, and humblest, of all animals. 1 Corinthians 15:44, It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. It became a symbol of Jesus Christ. God declared to Moses in the Old Testament, Exodus 12:5-7, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep, or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood, and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it." Verse 13, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt." The lamb of the first year without blemish was a prophetic message, which God gave Moses, to save Israel from the plague of death, and sinners who repent and believe the gospel in all times. John was consistent with the Old Testament concerning Jesus, who symbolized the purest of all humanity. He shed his blood to save believers of the world. That is why John called him the Lamb of God. St. John 1:29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus proclaimed, St. John 10:9, "I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture." Jesus spoke in an allegory when he said, "I am the door." Pasture is spiritual food, which is the wisdom and knowledge that God gives to his anointed leaders. It is beyond the human mind. The Spirit of Jesus Christ was explicit to me as he was to his disciples. St. John 4:24, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Jesus' truth, and God's truth, was the Holy Spirit speaking exclusively to those who have the Holy Spirit to teach others who have human minds so they might repent and come up to the highest level and standard in which the Lord prepares us for eternal life to be with him in eternity. God's Holy Spirit reveals the truth. Human minds, without the Holy Spirit, tell lies and deceive humanity because they hear what they want to hear. The Holy Spirit tells us what we do not want to hear, which is the truth. The truth is God created all humanity with one blood. One nation is no better than another is, and no person is better than another is. In all nations, we have high mentalities and low mentalities. The only way God differentiates humanity is by those who choose to be good and those who choose to be evil. Jesus revealed to go and open the Holy Bible. I was fasting and praying at the time of that revelation. He said, "Do not eat." When I opened it, the anointing of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ came upon me. Jesus Christ fulfilled the prophetic message of Isaiah. Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 4:18-20, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. He was expecting me to accept his divine will to be his minister. The day the Holy Spirit anointed him, he gave the book containing the Holy Scriptures to the minister and sat down. I was sure that he authorized me that day, under his anointed and spiritual leadership, to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ because he anointed me with his Holy Spirit and power. After the Spirit of Jesus Christ anointed me, there were times I endured inexplicable sufferings through fasting and praying, which prepared me for his next spiritual agenda. He also strengthened and enhanced me with joy only the Lord could give. At that time, I was under his exuberant anointing when I was expounding the Word of God. After I finished the test of humility and obedience to him, he promoted me in the spiritual kingdom of God with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and power in the Holy Scriptures. The psalmist expounded, Psalm 75:6-7, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge, he putteth down one, and setteth up another." Jesus declared, St. Luke 17:20-21. "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here. Or, lo there. For, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The Lord commanded me in another vision to write, as he spoke to Jeremiah the prophet many years ago. Jeremiah 30:2, Thus speak the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. After that experience, in 1979, I authored and copyrighted my first book of 44 sermons titled, The Oracles of God, in which spiritual promotion was one of the sermons. He emphatically made himself known to me as he did the Samaritan woman, and I obeyed him. St. John 4:25-26, The woman saith unto him, I know that Messias cometh, which is called Christ, when he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Apparently, some of these messages are repetitive, because we often learn through repetition. Jesus Christ spoke these words to Peter after his resurrection. He was extremely repetitive to him about the same subject. St. John 21:15-17, So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. The lambs are a metaphor of newborn spiritual babes. Sheep symbolized matured regenerated children of God. Jesus did not command Peter to feed goats, which are a metaphor of sinners, because they are a figure of unbelievers, who will not repent of their evil works. He separated them from the sheep. Jesus emphasized, St. Matthew 25:33, And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Peter was a spiritual shepherd who loved Jesus and his people. He comprehended Jesus' message about his responsibility to take care and feed his sheep and lambs with knowledge and understanding. Peter articulated to other spiritual shepherds, 1 Peter 5:2, Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Jesus did not send him to feed swine and dogs, because they are a metaphor of unbelievers who will return to their sins and wallow in illicit sex. Peter explicitly declared, 2 Peter 2:22, But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Peter remembered Jesus' word while he was with him during his ministry on earth. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 7:6, Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. In the New Testament, the woman who is in the wilderness is a symbol of the true spiritual church of Jesus Christ, separated from the sinners of the world in organized religion. That is where dogs, serpents, dragons, which are symbols of the entity and forces of evil, goats, swine, scorpions, and foxes, are. They will not repent, obey, and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are enemies to the Lord and his church. They are not in the true church and spiritual family of Jesus Christ. Stephen, who was a martyr, rebuked the unbelievers and reminded them that God spoke to him as he spoke to Moses in the church in the wilderness. Acts 7:35, This Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge, the same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. Verse 38, This is he, that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. John proclaimed, Revelation 12:14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. In the New Testament, the woman is a symbol of the true church. God protects the church by the Holy Spirit. Flying is a symbol of the Holy Spirit protecting God's people who wait upon Him for divine guidance and protection from the evil entity of the family of devils and serpents, who are unbelievers in the world. Isaiah prophesied, Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run, and not be weary, and they shall walk, and not faint." Goats, swine, dogs, serpents, scorpions, dragons, and foxes are a metaphor of evil people who are deadly enemies to the true church. These are evil kindred spirits whom the devil controls to do evil against the believers of Jesus Christ, who are the true church. They are a symbol of an evil entity that unites their forces of evil spirits to fight against Jesus Christ and His true church. John proclaimed, Revelation 12:4, "And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." Revelation 16:16, "And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon." Revelation 20:10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." This is the prophetic end of the evil entity of the devil's family. God will defeat all of his enemies in battle, and send them to hell to their final destruction. Jesus did not consider Herod a human being. He called him a fox because he desired to destroy him for casting out devils. He was a part of the evil entity and family of the devil. St. Luke 13:31-32, "The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected." Jesus had power to destroy death. He perfected his mission on earth. He demonstrated his power against death when he raised Lazarus from the dead. No one could destroy him because he had power against death. Jesus emphasized when he was on earth, St. John 10:17-18, "I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." He is alive this very moment. Jesus Christ is God manifested in human flesh. Jesus proclaimed, St. John 4:24, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." God said to Moses, Deuteronomy 32:40, "For I lift up my hand to heaven, and say, I live forever." St. John 11:25-26, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection, and the life, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Verses 43-44, "And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go." Jesus was speaking to the evil spirit of death. Jesus stripped the devil of power over death by his spoken words of life. Hezekiah declared, Isaiah 38:18, "For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth." The devil deceived Jewish people who thought that Herod was a good and honorable man. However, Herod was a devouring fox. The false teaching of Herod devoured some of the Jewish people who did not believe the teachings of Jesus Christ. Acts 12:21-23, "And upon a set day Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a god, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. Divine judgment ultimately devoured him because he was a fox, and did not give glory to God and Jesus Christ. All those who do not give glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will ultimately fall into destruction. David said, Psalm 63:10, they shall be a portion for foxes. All unbelievers will ultimately fall by the deception of foxes, which are devils. St. John 2:13-16, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting, and when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 49:20, Man that is in honor, and understandeth not, is like the beasts that perish. They are in the deep mire of the filth of sin. They do not desire to repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. A Jewish entrepreneur lost his swine business when Jesus sent devils into his swine. The community of businessmen and religious leaders determined that Jesus would not continue his miraculous ministry of deliverance for those possessed with devils. St. Mark 5:11-17, Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, they were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city, and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. Jesus made an example of the natural swine when he cast devils out of the young man. Those evil spirits entered into the swine. They continue to control masses of people who desire to wallow in the mire of sin. Devils possess those who have unclean spirits like swine, who has unclean flesh. The evil spirits did not ask the Lord to go into the lamb and sheep, because they symbolize true Christians. Their hearts are clean, and their spirits are humble. They ask to go into the swine, because they are filthy. The businessmen came together and asked Jesus to leave. God revealed a prophetic message to Isaiah, Isaiah 65:3-4, a people that provoked me to anger continually to my face. Which remain among the graves, and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessels. God was angry with them because they were herding swine and going to the graveyard worshipping idols and cooking and eating swine's flesh. God said to Moses, Deuteronomy 14:3, Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. Verse 8, The swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you, ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. A mortuary businessman was angry because Jesus raised a young man from the dead, and he had to retrieve the casket. He could not charge the widow woman because he did not bury her son. St. Luke 7:12-15, Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier casket, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, Arise. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. Businessmen and religious leaders gathered themselves against Jesus. St. Mark 3:6, And the Pharisees went forth, and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. St. Matthew 22:34, But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together against Jesus. St. Luke 19:47, And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. Jesus rebuked and condemned the Pharisees, St. Matthew 23:33, Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? They shall not escape the damnation of hell. St. Matthew 12:14, Then the Pharisees went out, and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. They could not destroy him because he had power against death. Jesus declared after he rose from the dead, Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth, and was dead, and, behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus was explicit and predicted their final doom. St. Luke 19:27, But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me. Conclusion, in spite of opposition from the family of religious serpents, Jesus' earthly ministry continues throughout all times by those who dedicate and consecrate their lives to him for the saving of souls.